given Georgia lunch, it did seem like a bit of fast food, really, didn't it? Getting all that down and getting back. But we have three mini talks in this section, and then Carl is going to wrap things up with a final song or two from the band. First, Paul Wesley, when I sent him the information for the website, said, "Do you mean Julian Littlewhite?" Julia, please, and Chris, come up, and they're coming to tell us a little bit about Christians Against Poverty. Thank you.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for inviting me to come and speak at your conference. As it's been said, I am Julia Lillywhite, not Julian. I'm the centre manager of Shoreham CAP Centre, and that's based at Shoreham Baptist Church. If anybody doesn't know about CAP, or to give its full title, Christians Against Poverty, we are a debt counselling charity started 18 years ago by John Kirkby. We also now run money management courses, job clubs, and this year we launched release groups which look at addictive behaviour. This is an unashamed plug. Next week I am speaking at Lancing Tab in the evening, so I'm sure John will make you most welcome. And if you really want to hear more about the work of CAP, that's when you'll hear it. But part of my brief today, I was given, how does debt affect men? As you can see, I'm not a man. I'm definitely not a man, because when somebody said, have you got any techie bits you want to use? No. And I'm not an expert, but I've been doing this job now for 18 months, and I'm very slowly beginning to learn what is behind closed doors out there. I'm going to just share a little bit what I've learned over the 18 months, and then Chris, who's one of my clients, will share with you as well, and then I'm going to round it up a bit more. Debt and money problems are very much a taboo subject. People will talk about drugs, sex, and rock and roll, to coin a phrase, but people do not talk about money. No one would dare go and say, how much are you earning? Anything like that. Money's just not mentioned in this culture. So money problems get swept under the carpet, ignored, until the problem becomes unmanageable, often leading to ill health, relationship problems, family breakdowns, and attempted suicides. And I can say most of my clients fall into at least one or more of those groups. Debt is hidden from partners, family, and friends. I find men are very proud. Even in this today, they are the providers. Even though women like to think we're equal. Sorry, we're not. We're different. We're not equal. But men still see themselves as the provider. And if they go to church, they feel they've let God down as well. But debt and money problems happen for a variety of reasons. I can't even start listing the reasons why people have got into trouble. I first met Chris over a year ago, only from a distance. I was standing in the middle of a field with my banner and the brochures, watching what was going on at the Sompton Community Fun Week. And to be honest, hadn't got a clue what was going on. From my aspect, you know, it was Chris and his wife, quite happy and nothing wrong. But just a few weeks later, Chris phoned CAP. So now I'm going to let him tell you how he felt and how things have been since.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm Chris. I'm a member of Sompton Community Church. As Julia was saying, my wife and I sort of was made redundant. I'm not redundant. I'm medically retired from the ambulance service about 3 years ago now. And then my wife was made redundant as well. And our finances became very, very tight. And no matter how we juggled things with credit cards and everything else, it was becoming impossible. And we just really and honestly did not know where to go. And when, as Julia was saying, I was helping out with the community week, we saw Julia over there, but frankly, with all our friends and members of the church around us, I was so embarrassed, I just couldn't bring myself to go over there. But a few weeks later, because obviously by this time we'd reached the end, you know, and we just didn't know what to do, I gave CAP a ring and started dealing with Julia. And it's, you know, I'm not saying it's easy. It was very, very tough at first. And we went through absolutely everything, the problems we had, the debts we had, and how we were going to deal with them. And since we've been dealing with them now for just nearly 9 months. Everything has become so much easier. We don't have any problems anymore. We deal directly with CAP. They look after us. And all I can say really to you is, you know, if you are in trouble, or even if it's just a small thing, just consider just making a phone call and chatting to these people, because, you know, they can't perform miracles, but they're there, and they know the ways around things. They know the ways to actually talk to banks, to companies, and everything else to try and sort things out for you and to make your life easier. And, you know, my wife and I now have brilliant night's sleep. We don't have to worry. If there is a problem come up, we make a phone call. We sort it all out. And as I say, I can't say life's, you know, wonderful again, because obviously we're having to repay the debts, which, you know, being a Christian, that's the way to go. But we feel now that we're actually moving in the right direction, and we've got a goal. And without CAP, I honestly don't know sort of where we'd be now, really. I really honestly don't. And as Julia said already, the biggest problem is, and I know we have a lot of guys, because I've spoken to lots of guys since we've got involved, you know, you do put your head in the sand and think it's all going to go away, especially during the summertime when you go on holiday and have a wonderful time, and you know, you forget all about it, and you come back and well, here we go again. So, you know, if there is a problem, all I can say is I recommend just having a chat to them and just see exactly what they may be able to do for you. And that's all I can say, really, guys, and thank you for listening.
I know how hard that is for Chris, because when I first phoned him up, he said, please don't tell anybody at church. So he's come a long way, admitting it and sharing. Does CAP work? Martin Lewis, do you know who Martin Lewis is? Money-saving expert? Says, when people are most desperate and need most help, the place I send them to is CAP, because it works. We see an average of 8 people become debt-free every working day. And also this year, 750 people have become Christians. Nice cider. So, as Chris has said, if there's anybody here losing sleep, having the burden of debt on their shoulders, please pick up a brochure or a card at the back on the stand and give head office a ring on Monday. I guarantee we can make things better. You might not like our plan, but we were there to help. Why does it work and how can you help was my next bit of my brief. The most important thing is to come alongside people. We don't condemn. Sometimes when I'm writing notes, I think, oh, really? But no, God's given me a really good poker face. So if anybody knows how to play poker, can I learn, please? I think I might become quite good. All we want to do in CAP, as Christians, is show people that we care. Each CAP centre has 4 support teams, a prayer team, a visitors team, befrienders and social. We will be with our clients until they are debt-free and after, if they want. If they say we don't want it, that's fine, but we hope they will accept our friendship. Prayer is very important for the workers going out and for the needs of the clients. Our prayer team receives a weekly bulletin and meets most months. Nothing is done without the cover of prayer. If you feel that's something you'd like to do for us, get in touch with me and I will point you to the right person. Visitors and befrienders are often or can be the same people. Visitors come along with me to the visits. I don't know what I'm going in, so they're my bodyguards, my prayer warriors, my second pair of eyes. And as clients continue with CAP, befrienders come alongside a client, keeping in contact to encourage them with things when things get tough They take them out for coffee or something stronger, invite them for church events. In fact, just become a friend. As I said earlier, half of my clients live in Lancing. I'd love to have people from Lancing churches willing to befriend them. I believe that if you live locally, you should go to the local church. I can befriend, I can get Shoreham to befriend, but to ask them to come to Shoreham, no. I believe they ought to be part of God's people here if they live in Lancing. I know you fellas find it difficult to share problems. What do you know about the person next to you? I've been married for nearly 40 years. I was a child bride. Well, yeah. Married 2/3 of my life. But I find it very difficult to sometimes understand the man I'm married to. He's going to get highly embarrassed now because he's sitting in this room. But I don't think you men are very good at sharing your problems. But I say, come alongside your fellow men, start to get to know them, and get to know the real man. It's great talking about football results. I can even do that. I can even talk about F1, but, you know, just get a little bit deeper. I'm not saying, ask them, are you in debt? Do you need some help? That wouldn't be very tactful. But I just feel that I need to say to you men, something's God laid in my heart this week, start getting just a bit below the surface. And I'm just going to finish with one thing. If you like a free gift, I'm sure everybody likes free gifts, we have the book written by John Kirkby telling the story of the first 18 years of CAP. It is free, almost. All we need from you is an email address or your address so that we can keep you updated with what's going on with CAP. But thank you very much for listening to me. And I'd love to see most of you at Lancing Tab next week so I can let you know really what we do.
Thank you.